Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlight, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
Now, remember when I was in Denmark and what is the satellite? Is it Sea Star?
Daystar.
And they were watching the revival every day, just because it bounced off a mirror and that's amazing. And they were just being so encouraged, and that gave us an opportunity with the lighthouse, right?
Yes.
Good morning, Paul.
My name is Promise Keeper.
I'm Paul Dugard, and I'm Promise Keeper. You know, and that was just real cool. He had a ministry, and maybe still does, I don't know, called Death for Men, which is It's for Men. And they don't have air conditioners over there.
Oh, wow.
I know.
That's sad.
I know. You know?
Oh, yeah.
You know, and so I spent a lot of time in prayer.
Do they have deodorant?
Huh?
Do they have deodorant?
His brain just thinks differently. I don't think like this.
It doesn't cross my mind.
Well, that's very important.
He's so clean. So clean.
I'm sorry for all the Danes that are listening to us. Please forgive us. Of course, that's where it was invented. It was and Danishes. One Danish here. and so I would go off and I would go to spend time with the Lord because I'm ministering.
Right.
And which is really a good thing to do, is go spend time with God when you're in a nation that you haven't been to before and you're crying out for God to touch the nation.
No doubt.
Mm-hmm. I probably need to spend some time with God.
That's a good idea.
And so Paul thought I was sleeping. He thought, man, he's going off and sleeping. And so I'm going to minister to this auditorium, a huge auditorium, enclosed auditorium, full of men, no air conditioner.
Ooh.
No, Pat. It's fine. It was fragrant.
Hey.
You know.
I'm sure it was good.
We don't want to even bring up fragrance anyway. And so in the context of that he thought I was kind of, he thought, well, he's definitely going to need some sleep. So he came back there and he showed me a room, and he had a room lit up and he had a mat on the floor and a pillow because,
Are you serious?
Yeah, I'm serious. Well, he's so kind. I mean, this guy, even though he's 6'5", you know, 2 1/4 or something, he's just so soft and was just so a beautiful man. And but he wanted to make sure, he said that before I ministered, he wanted to have a place that I could lay down on the mat.
That's crazy.
And of course, I was just going away, praying, spending time with God, like, dear Lord, you know, speaking. God did move. Mm-hmm. As a matter of fact, the weatherman in Denmark, we had a chance to meet in a coffee shop ministry in Copenhagen. Pray for Copenhagen. My goodness, man, we were throwing oil out everywhere, and if I would have known what happened to you, I wouldn't have done that, because I was going to be in Copenhagen ministering. Y'all did that, and and so, but this huge brothels and all the stuff going on, and people in the windows, but they had this coffee shop set up to minister to people and reach them, and so I go into the coffee shop, because I minister different places, and I met the weatherman, and the weatherman, it's not like America where, you know, you have a lot of weathermen. It's Denmark. So one guy can talk to the whole country. Right. When people start comparing America to other countries, understand we're a big country. We're a big country. It's not just Texas that's big. Everything's big. Hmm. And so I was ministering to the weatherman there in one of the offices there, and he was so broken, and he had the voice of the whole nation of Denmark, and he wanted God so bad, and there was, you know, just a lot of other things going on, but the power of God was just dropping in the office, and it was just so, it was powerful. Now, remember, you know, you couldn't read the papers because they wrote them in Danish, but when somebody was interpreting the papers to me, and we're praying at one of the places there, which is some lineage that I came in, it was amazing what God was doing, that, you know, when you're praying for folks, it's like, hey, I need a man or something. Right? I need a man.
Yeah. Or two.
It depends on how long you're praying. And so the paper said, when he prayed for me, there was a minty fragrance. And think about it. I was so grateful that I took a minute. I can imagine. Like, there was a really, really Danish smell. No. But just want to give a shout out to all of Casper and Paul and all the ones out in Denmark, we love you. We're excited. Get ready for a move of God, because God's about to move in the world. And that's what we're going to talk about today. And we have four programs back to back. And the tsunami is what the Lord's laying on my heart. You know, tsunami. We talk about waves and tidal waves, and we're seeing all these. And we may even share a couple of things the Lord is even saying about that. But what he's saying to me, I'm just, a tsunami is so important to understand, because remember what happened with the tsunami in the Indian Ocean?
Yeah.
I mean, it just comes up, a swell comes up, not some big tidal, a swell comes up really and just pushes, water just pushes on the land, and it goes through everything. It doesn't matter. I mean, it just goes through everything. Good, bad, ugly, rich, poor, shacks, mansions, hotels, resorts. Mm. It just flattens. It just goes right through it.
Yeah.
But when God says that I'm going to come, my glory is going to be like a tsunami, that's exciting. But it's also a holy dread and understanding. I better get my life right.
Mm. Right.
You can't play this stuff. I mean, you can't play with God. I mean, right. You can't put strange fire up for God.
You can, but you may not
suffer
make
for it.
Yeah.
Yes.
You're going to suffer.
Yeah. Remember Nadabism and Abihuism and Marianisms and Michael-ism, David's wife, and Ananias-isms, and Sapphira-isms, and
there was a Phineas and another guy.
Phineas-isms, you know,
yeah.
That's right. And we're making up the ism part, but to think about this, that, you know, everybody loves isms.
Yeah.
And so you can't just do anything, even though it seems right. And right now, I'm sure it's available for you right now in the VFN TV store, available for you right now, is seems right, let's do it, right? Isn't that available? That's coming up, isn't it?
It's coming.
Okay. It'll be coming. And you got it, because so many people with this, because of a tsunami, when God's doing something so significant that all kinds of ripples and, you know, all kinds of things happen, and all of a sudden you start making building. This is what Peter said on the Mount of Transfiguration, right? He goes, let's build something here.
Right.
And what did Jesus say?
Knock it off.
No. He said, anyway, I was just talking about it. And it's so big. This is not your father's Oldsmobile. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? This is a tsunami. And it's going to take a tsunami. It's going to take a great awakening. A great awakening for, to turn America around. And we're so excited about is that, you know, in our story, you may have heard it if you're listening and watching us on television or listening to us on radio, and you can catch us on the VFN Torch and the stories. But God's just, every step of the way, he's speaking clearly and showing us things, and he's talking to us about provision and talking to us about this tidal wave, and it's going to be the best of times and the worst of times. But the best of times, understand that's a very exciting thing for folks who say, you know, I want to see people know God. I want to see people fall in love with him.
Yeah.
I want to bring people into the presence of God where they're changed forever. And this week, by God's grace, we're going to be bringing you some interviews and some different aspects of that. But one thing we want to talk about today when we get back from this break is redigging the wells. Mm. You know, redigging wells. And I heard, you know, God just speaks to me and lets me know things, but you can't dishonor the fathers. Mm. You know, you cannot dishonor what God has. That's God.
Right.
I mean, even to the point of where you have, you know, different denominations and all the different things, how they carry the word for a particular season and a time, but if they would not have carried the word that far when God began to deal with that next generation, you wouldn't have the word.
Right.
I mean, all the way back to the time when the Jews delivered the word to us. And so this is very important to honor. And I remember, and we'll be talking a little bit about, you know, redigging the wells, but what Rick Joyner had a honoring the Father's Conference.
Yes.
Remember that?
Yeah, it was very good.
Yeah, and look what God's doing now.
Ooh.
And people want to criticize. I mean, the critic, it's amazing. Listen, if the critic has not been in it, is not willing to die for it.
No, that's right.
And is willing to lose their face to be able to seek God's face, then listen, you know, and you'll find out that it'll be a little bit more rounded in what's being said. I don't know if you know this or not, but you can now see us on Christian Television Network, which has a potential audience reach of over 500 million viewers all around the world. It's amazing.
One of our key audiences, too, as well. We want to welcome our new audience on WHBR, all the way from Destin, Florida, to Mississippi, over 500,000 households all around the world. It is amazing. Make sure, if you have not yet, you can find out the viewing times in your area. You can ask your local television station if you're not or not yet on there. Say you want VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program. You can find out more and viewing times in your area at VFNTV.com. Yes, we're 24 hours a day, 7 days a week on the radio, live Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. Central Time. But now, thanks to Christian Television Network, you can see us all around the world. You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Don't forget to share it with your friends. Find out more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio Program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with your mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com. Did you know that VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program is made possible by those who partner with us and our sponsors and our underwriters? If you have not yet, you've got to go to VFNTV.com and visit them. Find out who is sponsoring, who is partnering, who is standing with VFN Radio, and become a sponsor yourself. Become a partner yourself. Listen, we stand for three pillars we believe. Without these three pillars, we won't even be here as a country anymore. That's for God and country, in that order, and Israel. If you want to take a stand, if you want to do something about what's taking place, now's your time. Partner today or become a sponsor or underwriter and visit our sponsor and underwriters and tell them you are thankful that they're standing up for God and country, in that order, and Israel, as we stand with the broadcast 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program. Find out more at VFNTV.com.